Hello, everyone. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM, and this is your host for the hour, Pranjali. And today, I thought to switch up the order of things that I usually go for and maybe start with the music and then get into some of the deeper issues. And before I play the first song for today, which is obviously going to be because I think every time I play the music, it always just like gets cut off somehow towards the end. So yeah, this time I'm going to play the music first. Yeah, and it's called The Getaway Car, and I'm going to play that in like a few seconds. But before I do that, I want to acknowledge that the CGSF radio is located on the unceded ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and we are located at the SFU's Burnaby campus. Let's get into the first song of the day, sort of. That is Getaway Car by Taylor Swift. I really feel like she should make like a Taylor's version for the song soon, like sooner rather than later, but we'll see. And yeah, we'll get more into discussion soon.
It was the best of times, the worst of crimes. I struck a match and blew your mind, but I didn't mean it, and you didn't see it. The ties were black, the lies were white, and shades of gray and candlelight. I wanted to leave him, I needed a reason. X marks the spot where we fell apart. He poisoned the well, I was lying to myself. I knew it from the first, old-fashioned, we were cursed. We never had a shotgun shot in the dark. You were driving the getaway car. We were flying, but we never get far. Don't pretend it's such a mystery. Think about the place where you first met me. Riding in a getaway car. There were sirens in the beat of your heart. Should have known I'd be the first to leave. Think about the place where you first met me. Escape the prison break, the light of freedom on my face, but you weren't thinking, and I was just drinking. Well, he was running after us, I was screaming, go, 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 but with three of us, honey, it's a sideshow, and a circus ain't a love story, and now we're both sorry, we're both sorry. X marks the spot where we fell apart, he poisoned the well, every man for himself, I knew it from the first.
Good stuff.
Great. Biggest like fear that I have when I play such music for you listeners is that because I sing the song along with the singer. Well, I'm a very bad singer, but I still like to sing the lyrics and stuff. And my worst fear is that one day I will leave my like mic or like open, and then you guys will be able to hear how I sing, and I just don't want that to happen at all. That's like my biggest fear that I have. But no, otherwise I'm just so happy to be able to share the music for the week, because like that's the music that I've been listening to sometimes on repeat, or there's like some music that I just like stumble on sometimes. So yeah, that was the song that I've been listening to quite a bit through the week, and it's interesting. Yeah, other than that, I think my mood is changing. Like the last time I was on radio, like I was so angry, I don't know. In the sense that I felt so gloomy and under the weather, and I've not been well for the past few weeks or so, but I think things are coming back on their own track, and there is sun outside specifically, so that's the best part of the day. And I had a very lazy start to the day, like really lazy. But no, I talked with some of the people in my lab, and now I feel much better, and I feel like I can get some work done today. And I think it's important to think in the way that there will be always work that needs to be done. There is like always something going on the to-do lists, but your life is not a to-do list. So like, even if you're not able to like check off or like do a certain thing that you were intending to do in a day, it's okay. I know it's sometimes it's like everybody says that it's okay, but it's not. Well, I think I totally relate. But yeah, it's life. It's going to get, the work is going to get done anyways. So stressing out about it, it's not going to help. And yeah, I think that would be the advice that I would give my younger self. Yeah, don't stress about stuff. But anyways, for today, I think I want to talk first about the fact that Taylor Swift is not doing any of like her tour dates, because she released like her what's it called? Sorry, the ERA tour. So she's doing it across the world, but she is not doing it in Canada specifically. And I'm like, why? And when like Taylor Swift launched this news on social media, I think within an hour or so, like CBC reported on it and said Taylor Swift is not coming to Canada this time. And I was like, this is so good. Like, wow, CBC is covering that. That's interesting and funny at the same time. But I think Taylor Swift, you should come to Canada. I don't know. Yeah. I feel sad. I should have gone. I feel like I should have gone to the tour dates that were happening in Seattle. But I think the reason that I didn't book her tickets then was that I think the very first or second stop of hers was in Seattle, and I didn't have so much time to plan out my trip for the state. So I needed that time. So I don't know. I just feel sad and bad at the same time. I just feel like I have to like book a ticket for Europe or maybe Japan to just like go to her tour, which is bad, and attend her concert. It's unfair, Taylor. I don't know. Anyways, that's another thing that's happening. But I guess we get to listen to some of her music on the Taylor's version. Sorry for that. Taylor's version for Speak Now album. So I'm excited to hear some of her music, because I think, if I'm not wrong, Speak Now was at a time when Taylor Swift was like just starting off in 2010s, and then I was just a kid, so I obviously did not know what Taylor Swift at all. So if she is relaunching her music again, so I'm excited to maybe listen to them and pick some of my favorites. So let's see if there's something interesting happening there. Because if I were to rate the Taylor Swift music albums, I would say that my number one would be Midnights, because that's the most recent and the one that I think some people say on social media is that that is her mature music voice. So I think I like that more than, but yeah, I don't know really, because I've never listened specifically to any of her earlier musics. Yeah, I just stumbled on the Getaway Car going through social media and like TikTok and stuff. So yeah, I'm excited to hear and pick some good options from the Speak Now album, and we'll see how that happens. Maybe I'll play some music from that album itself. But other than that, life has been pretty decent, and you guys might wonder why am I just like telling about my life. Well, that's what this hour is about. It's about having a conversation with quote unquote just an undergrad here at SFU, what their lives look like and what we are over here doing, because I think like the Burnaby campus is like so out and far, like people really rarely know what's happening here anyways. So yeah, it's interesting. Also, like a lot of our folks finished, and me including, finished our intercession courses, so we are halfway through the summer semester. I'm excited to get it finished, but I feel like I'm not that excited because then I don't have anything else to do, and then that's not a good feeling for me. I always need something to work on. But yeah, that's a life update. Other than that, on the research side of things, so for the people who are listening to me for the first time, I'm heavily interested in how research happens. I'm a research assistant myself. And yeah, I'm interested in understanding how academia happens. And I just feel there's an interesting intersection between academia and policy making and how it should be done. And I'm just sad to hear some of the academics speak and talk about politics, because they are, so to say, over politics, because there's nothing that can actually happen. So the actual change or the actual things will not happen, at least in one's lifetime. So I feel, yeah, that's a strong comment to make, but I think they are true in some sense that, yeah, the bureaucratic taping and like the political landscapes don't always allow for all the much needed changes to actually happen. So yeah, it's kind of like sad, but I think what I want to do with my life, if I were just to like explain my thoughts here, would be to like bridge that gap, so to say, between the academia and the political world, because I think, yeah, there is a dire need to bridge those two areas, because there's so much good work that's happening in academia. And in political side of things, I know that people are willing to do stuff. So yeah, someone needs to bring these two under a roof and make them talk to each other. Yeah, well, we have to ensure that they don't kill each other, you know, because yeah, they come from different understandings of the world and so on and so forth. But yeah, we can try, you know, sometime in a utopia, maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's time for music, and then I will talk about what I found interesting in my research this week. And one of them is about how we understand connections and networks are made online, how do recommendation systems actually work, and yes, what is even a recommendation system, how it operates in the sense that it's not just limited to our e-commerce, so not only our online purchases, the recommendation system really goes beyond it, and also into how much content we consume, what kind of content and why do we consume it, and so on and so forth. And I was reading, I think my supervisor's work, Wendy Chun's work, is really interesting here, specifically her work in understanding imaginative networks. It's very, very, very interesting. So I will try to talk about some things. I know I am not going to do it justice to her research, but maybe I'll just talk about things that I found interesting or things that made sense to me, because she is such a wonderful writer and scholar. And I definitely recommend for people who are interested in learning more about how society interacts, or like, and not the other way around, actually, or maybe both ways, society interacts or technology interacts with society. So how do they interact with each other? And I don't think I've done justice to explaining her work and research area, but like, I tried. because she does so much good work in so many different fields, so I just never have one word to explain her expertise. Yeah, all those things aside, I'm going to play a popular track from the album called Good Advice. And I'm going to play, first of all, the music called Infamous, and then La La Lai. And for folks who don't know, I just pick songs generally on a random basis, so these do not reflect my mood or anything. So it's not directed at anyone. It's just the music, lyrics, or names, titles that I find interesting that I play here and get to know more artists who work in the Canadian song industry. Because, yeah, I'm just like so into one artist, that is Taylor Swift. So yes, I'm excited to hear Infamous by the artist Basia Bula, and yeah, let's hear it together.
Somewhere else.
So you guys were listening to back-to-back songs by the Canadian singer-songwriter Basia Bola on her album called Good Advice. And the music really tries to have those pop rock vibes, indie as well, somewhere in there. And yeah, I really enjoyed listening to her, at least her first song for sure, like the one that I played called Infamous. I think I'm gonna try some other music of hers as well towards the end of the show. But since we are at halftime, and maybe we have new listeners joining us, so I wanted to reintroduce myself. I am Pranjali, your host for 1 to 2 p.m. open mic. And you're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories in Burnaby. Amazing. And let's get right into some of the key phenomena for understanding this idea. I just love the word that I used, phenomena. It's such interesting word, because it sounds a little daunting in some way. I don't know. It's sort of the process of understanding how networks and like how people connect, become a community online. What does it mean to have a digital presence? How do we interact as social media users, and how do we come together? That's the kind of idea of having those networks of people. So that is what I'm going to just say networks now on. But by networks, I just mean network of people, users, human beings, essentially, on social media platforms like, let's say, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, which is almost dying. I know, I just have one research paper that I really want to get out of Twitter data, so please don't die before that. I need to do content analysis, so please don't die before August, please. It's just my humble request to Elon Musk, even if, yeah, whatever, but I'm just gonna say it. I'm gonna say it to the universe so that it manifests, or whatever these days is happening on Instagram, because there's so much like content around like fortune tellers and like this idea of like predicting the future, which I think I talked about in, not with respect to astrology, but like in with respect to technology and its structures. I think I've talked about future of technology on this show before, but I think I lost the train of my thoughts here. Yeah, I was talking about how it's interesting to think about networks and community of networks of people online, because it's interesting how sometimes what happens when I'm scrolling on Instagram or TikTok, for example, through those reels and like 1 minute, 2 minute videos, which appear on many different platforms now. Facebook also has its own short video things on its platform. YouTube has something called YouTube Shorts, and Instagram has its reels. So like almost every platform has this idea of like having under 3 minute videos on its for its users. And when I was like going to just like scroll through those reels and stuff, I just felt like some of the videos, like if I watch like 10 reels, like let's say, then out of those 10 reels, I've observed is that 7 or 8 of them would be very relevant to what type of content I like to see generally, which includes looking for content on, let's say, climate change, or maybe that's content related to what my friends usually like. So for example, which is a lot of these videos on becoming an adult, like turning 21 and what sort of things happen with that. I think a lot of that content shows up in my feed, so to say, or my real feed. And then 3 or 4 of them would be totally random videos, which I've never seen in my life, and I would never be interested in the topic. But still, that video would